Hello
and welcome to the center of Death Valley.
Oh yeah, baby, take it.
Yeah, that's the kind of episode we're giving you today.
Oh,
the ones you have to take.
Yeah, you're just gonna take it and you're gonna like it.
Like that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'm getting that tingly feeling.
Are you? Oh, yeah. I'm your ghost host. I was gonna say guest host, but I suppose I'm a ghost now.
A ghost Muppet?
Yes.
I'm sorry, I've already broken the character.
My name is Gomez.
And I'm Dave.
And I bring you only the most extravagant content on the internet. It's absolutely luxurious. Because I'm so wealthy and leisurely.
Is it your mindset that gets you there?
Yes.
Do you think money and get money?
It's the alpha male grind set. It's the only way to achieve a life of luxury.
I'm done with you, Gomez.
I'm going to tell you how much money I have on my private island full of jewels and gold and women.
Women?
Yes.
How many women?
So many women. I shipped them from the Ukraine.
Disgusting.
Yes.
You're a human trafficker, then.
They are so extravagant and fancy. I give them all of my gold and jewels. On my island, I stuff them full.
Can we be done with this? Can we please be done with this? I wanted to talk about something, and then you started doing this.
What do you want to talk
not
about?
Not with you. I don't want to talk about anything with
I hope
you.
It's something
fancy. Oh, my God. I'm a pervert, and I think you're a pervert. Oh, my God.
Oh, well, of course I am.
I'm blushing. I have a private island. Red cloud right now.
I have a private island. Of course I'm a pervert.
Yeah.
Everybody with private islands. You're there known. You know, think about anyone with a private island right now and tell me they're not a pervert.
Looking at you, Jeffrey Epstein.
Looking at you, Master Roshi.
I don't think he had a private island. I think he was just living on a plot of dirt. I don't think he owned it.
You don't think he owned...
I don't think he owned that little island.
He owned Kame House, but Kame House seemed to, like, change locations sometimes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was in a capsule.
Hi, it's John. I killed Gomez.
Thank fucking God.
I killed him.
I don't think Roshi owned that little island out in the ocean.
So I've actually been watching Dragon Ball lately.
The original?
Yeah, the original.
It's bad, isn't it?
Oh, my God. It's difficult to go back.
Because, oh, my God. It's so fucking... Like... Here's Bulma, this 14-year-old girl.
I think canonically 16? She's 16.
16, and there are scenes with her without the panties. There's scenes with her with
completely naked. Yeah,
Goku just like tapping her. She flashes Goku at Roshi at one point with no panties.
Yes,
for a gag, for a laugh.
All right. Yes. But here's the thing. All right, so the scenes with Goku where...
He's innocent and...
He's innocent. He's
that's how he gets engaged.
Little innocent Goku, and he doesn't understand why Bulma doesn't have any balls. And that's actually kind of cute. But then, yes, Bulma flashes Roshi and doesn't realize that she doesn't have her panties
why
on.
Why does Oolong have to be in the group?
Then Oolong...
His actual wish. Okay.
No, hang on. Before that... I want to talk about the scene that where Amy and I were watching it. We almost stopped watching Dragon Ball.
Where he was kidnapping the girls and everything?
Where Oolong gave Bulma something in her drink that knocked her out.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And then he started groping her while she was unconscious.
Yes, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
That's not in the manga.
I also forgot about
that. That's not in the manga.
And he is full on just, like, copping a feel... on this teenage girl. Who's passed out, and I don't think she's wearing anything.
No, I don't think she was wearing much either.
And then Yamcha comes along and accidentally gropes her. It's just way too many scenes where a teenage, underage girl is getting...
Groped while drugged.
Her boobs groped while she's been drugged. And the entire intent behind what Oolong was doing was the perversion. He was date raping her.
Yeah, he was. He was a monster. And they
Toriyama, what the fuck? Okay. I know you're dead, but like, what the fuck, man?
But let's get to his wish. He just wanted a used pair of underwear.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He wished for a used pair of underwear.
In the anime,
it's the world's softest underwear.
Yeah,
right?
The world's softest underwear, and it's a pair of panties that he wears on his head. Which, that's kind of funny.
But he does that in the manga too.
Used panties. Yeah, he wastes an entire ass wish on that.
On dirty used panties.
What the fuck, man?
And I read that and I was like, what the fuck? Yeah. What did I just read? And it's done for laughs. What's wrong with Japan?
It was the time, it was Japan, it was Toriyama himself. It was a bunch of things that converged into one weird fucking
phenomenon.
Very uncomfortable set of scenes.
And the first season isn't well received.
Yeah, it's pretty hard to watch.
But then you get to the World Tournament.
Yeah, exactly. We're getting close to it, and it's getting good.
And everything starts picking up.
Yeah, it's getting real good.
But there's also the rabbit. Did you get to the rabbit yet?
No.
The one who can turn people into carrots?
Oh, wait, yeah, we got to the
Master
Rabbit.
Master Rabbit puts him on the moon. And he's there to Dragon Ball. Oh, I guess he gets killed when the moon gets blown up.
Yeah, the rabbit was fun.
He got blown up.
But, anyway, yeah, no, that stuff was a bit difficult for me.
Oh, understandable.
I can't wait to get...
To the World Tournament?
To the World Tournament. And
even
also,
some
like,
of that's bad, because there's a woman in the first
I want to get to Dragon Ball Z. That's what I really want.
Why don't you just skip ahead?
Well, we thought about it, but it's really fun to watch the origins. And I had forgotten about most of it. Like, I totally forgot where...
You can skip ahead to, like, Goku training with Roshi for the tournament.
That's where we're at.
Episode 19?
That's where we're already at.
Okay, so you're already past Pilaf and all that stupid shit?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
God, I hate Pilaf.
It's picking up now. Yeah, I did too. He's so fucking annoying. He's worse than Garlic Jr.
Yeah, he's worse than anything. he reoccurs. Toriyama loves to bring him back.
Man, I wonder how much of our audience is actually like into what we're talking about.
I love Dragon Ball. Come on, a lot of our
Dragon Ball is good.
A lot of our audience has to be into Dragon Ball. They listen to all our weeb shit.
Yeah.
They listen to you lose your mind to Uzumaki.
Y'all are a bunch of nerds.
Yeah.
Fucking nerds.
Anti-government nerds.
Yeah.
Joe Rogan hating anti-government nerds.
I hope they hate Joe Rogan. Yeah, the ones that stuck around, they'd have to.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like a bunch of people...
The 20 out of the 1,000?
Yeah, I feel like a bunch of people showed up thinking that it was Joe Rogan and that we're going to support Joe Rogan, and they're like, wait a minute.
No.
No, these are some beta cuck liberal fucking blue-haired lesbians.
They must have gotten so mad.
Oh, I hope so.
I bet they're still getting mad.
I hope it bothers them.
I hope it bothers them to their core.
Mm-hmm. I mean, while we're at it, we could just go ahead and say that Andrew Tate is not that great.
No, we've just said that before.
Andrew Taint.
Andrew Taint isn't good, and his brother, Little Taint.
Little Taint. Little Taint.
I don't even know his name.
We should call this episode
Little
Taint.
Taint. Yes!
Or we could call it Lil Taint.
Oh, Little Taint, yeah.
Yeah, like he's a rapper.
Yeah.
That's his rapper name. Yo, what up? Yeah, I'm Little Taint. And I'm here to say...
My taint's wetter than yours.
Does that make you gay?
Because it makes me gay.
And that's okay. Hey. I need a big meat in my mouth. And I need it yesterday. That's our little taint
rap. That's our first rap on the podcast. Oh,
yeah. So this is our debut as a rapping group.
We
got to come up with rapper names.
Okay. You go first.
Fuck, I can't come up with one.
Oh, I got one.
Yeah, come on.
I'm Big Dog Demon.
Big Dog Demon. Hang on, you be, Big Dog DJ, or Big, DJ Big Dog DJ.
Yeah, Big DJ.
BJ, BJ, BJ.
Yeah, no, DJ. BJ. BJ. Yes, I'm BJ. Big Dog Demon Dick.
And I'm Lil Oral. Welcome to the fucking show. What's up, Detroit?
Definitely Detroit.
Definitely Detroit. Why Detroit exactly? Wait.
3 Mile.
Oh, yeah, okay. I'm the last person.
Legally distinct 3 Mile.
Legally distinct Detroit.
No, real Detroit, but legally distinct 3 Mile. You know.
I don't know if we ever actually.
You know it's actually Detroit because there's nobody here.
Yeah, I don't know if we have. I don't know if we ever said. I don't know if we ever said where we're based off of in this episode. We're based in Detroit, legally distinct Detroit. We're not in the center of Death Valley.
We're in Detroit today.
We're in Detroit proper.
In downtown Detroit.
Downtown Detroit. We're squatting in a
whatever
in a trap house right now. I'm cooking us up some Coke bottle meth in a 2 liter plastic 2 liter. We're coming up with the best rhymes you ever heard.
Oh yeah, I've lost my mind already. That rhymed.
But was it in time?
It definitely wasn't in time. You can't rhyme time with time. You just gotta mime it out.
Not on my dime.
That's the third time.
Oh, fuck!
You okay?
No!
The meth hit you hard.
That meth hit me so hard, man.